So what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of these houses?
Well, this first one is an amazing house. It's the most modern of the three. In fact, it's brand new. It was built this year. I love the design. The shape is just so original. It looks like a spaceship or something.
Wow, I can see. So what about the advantages?
Well, this website says it was built so that in summer, the inside of the house is in the shade. You know, so it stays cool. But in winter, the sunlight does enter the rooms and helps to keep it warm.
Wow, that's really clever. And what about the disadvantages?
I suppose that the main disadvantage is that because the walls are all made of glass, everyone can see what you're doing all the time.
Yeah, that's not good.
What about the second house? Look how tall it is. It looks like a castle.
Yes. I saw a TV program about this house recently. This is actually a historic building, built in the 16th century. It's a classic example of a Tudor tower built in a traditional design. But now it's a house. I love it.
What about the advantages and disadvantages of living there? The views from the top of the tower must be spectacular.
Yes, they are. It's very light inside too, thanks to all the windows on each side of the tower. The design inside is very traditional and the rooms look very warm and cosy. The main disadvantage is that it doesn't have a lift and there are a lot of stairs.
Well, at least you'd get a lot of exercise living there.
That's true. What about this last home? It's really unusual. I don't think I've ever seen a house that narrow before.
Yes, the architect's website says it's one of the narrowest houses in the world. On the outside, it looks really small, but when you go inside, there's quite a lot of space. It looks bigger and lighter than on the outside. There are lots of windows. It has a really stylish and fresh design. But as it's so narrow, it might be hard to get all your furniture in, I think.
I think it would be annoying, as you would always leave, say, your phone on the wrong floor. You'd spend a lot of time going up and down stairs looking for things.
Yeah, but the same is also true for the historic tower.
Yes, you're right. What do you think about...